I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts A to Z on KDFC. Today, E, the Enigma Variations of Edward Elgar. What started as a fun exercise of musical caricature on the piano became one of the masterworks for the orchestra. This is the theme, and each of the 14 variations that follow are given a set of initials or a name that points to one of the composer's circle of friends. The one called Dorabella is for Dora Penny, a dear friend who had a stutter. The best known of them is Nimrod, the moving and elegiac ninth variation, given the name of the biblical hunter in honor of Elgar's friend and publisher Augustus Jaeger, which in German is the word for hunter. But the enigma isn't to determine the friend depicted in each variation. It's the hidden theme itself. Elgar said that, quote, "Through and over the whole set, another and larger theme goes, but is not played." The last of the variations and the last laugh belongs to Elgar himself, although there have been many theories about the solution, that the hidden theme is God Save the Queen, Pop Goes the Weasel, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, or a rounded-off version of the mathematical constant pi, 3, 1, 4, 2. Elgar was a fan of wordplay and creating codes. A letter he wrote to Dora Penny in 1897 in a series of curlicues remains known as the Dorabella Cipher, and remains, except to those who think they've solved it, unsolved. And that's the State of the Arts A to Z on Classical KDFC.